You are listening to BensTorah.com.
People take for granted the ability to see a doctor today as being something that's normal, something that's natural. What's the shayla concerning the halakha permissibility to be involved in receiving medical care or for a doctor practicing his medical care to help other people? But what you're going to see today is that the practice of medicine and everything related to medicine is not based upon just a svara, a logical phenomenon, but it's based upon pesukim contained in the Torah, is based upon halachic pesukim, which the Gemara and Talmud Bavli and Yerushalmi gave concerning these pesukim, and then a further elaboration of Rishonim and Achronim, how to apply it in different types of situations. So listen very carefully to how the concept of practicing medicine as a halachic imperative came into existence, and the various shaylas that people had concerning certain issues involved in practicing medicine, and ideally, what is the obligation not only of the patient vis-a-vis treating the patient, but the obligation of the patient seeking out the doctor for treatment when they need medical help. So listen carefully as I portray it to you and give you the theological underpinnings of the myth of practicing medicine. Let's get into the topic very, very quickly. In the Torah itself, we find two places where the concept of practicing medicine is mentioned. The first, ironically, is contained in Parshas Bishalach, which is this week's Parshas HaShavua. And the Torah tells us the following. Vayomer, Hashem said to Klal Yisrael in the Midbar, Im Shemayu Tishma L'Kila Hashem Elokecha, if you're going to listen to what Hashem tells you to do in the Torah, Hayosha B'Einov Tase, and you'll functionally perform all the appropriate mitzvahs that are contained in the Torah, Hazantle Mitzvosav, Shemata Kuhukav, you're going to observe everything. What's the result going to be? All the very sicknesses and diseases that the Egyptian Malucha were inflicted in the Tekufa prior to Yitzias Mitzrayim, as I'll say, all the types of illnesses possible somehow were inflicted upon them at that point in time as part of their punishment for their idolatry and punishment for the afflictions, the inuyim they inflicted the Jewish people with. So all those machlos will not be thrown upon you if you observe Torah and mitzvahs, ki ani Hashem rofecha, because I am Hashem, and therefore as being Hashem, I'm your doctor. So this pasuk seems to imply that if a person wants to be healthy, the only thing they have to do is to be shomer Torah and mitzvahs, listen to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, not sin. And you have a divine guarantee that the Rabban Hashem says, if that's what you do, you'll never get sick. And if you never get sick, there's nothing to worry about. But then the Pasuk says, I'm God, your doctor. Now, the obvious question which the Gemara asks on this Pasuk, isn't it a little self-contradictory? The Torah says, if you observe all of Torah and Mitzvahs, I'm giving you a guarantee you will not be sick. So why do you need Hashem to be a doctor or anybody to be a doctor? If you're not sick, you're not going to need a doctor to help you. This is the kasha the Gemara asks in Masechta Sanhedrin. And the great Amora of Yochanan answers that this is what the Pasuk means. That obviously, if a person was like a malach and therefore never had any spiritual descent in doing any type of avera during their lifetime, so therefore in that case, they would need a doctor, sickness will not befall them, there's no concept of punishment, momentarily, yisurim, there's no machla you're going to be confronted with, as the Pasuk says. But says Rabbi Yochanan, is it possible for any human being to say, I will never sin, I will never have a spiritual shortfall, that I'm such a great person that I can never, ever fall short of my spiritual responsibility? So Chazal point out that Shlomo Melech in Keheles gave us the answer to this. Shlomo says in Sefer Keheles, Ein tzaddik ba'orash eshayasato v'lo yechte. The biggest tzaddik on the face of this earth as big a tzaddik or tzaddik as they might be, are not malachim. Human beings have frailties. We sometimes fall short from our responsibility. And therefore, it's inevitable that human beings are creatures that even though they do a lot of mitzvahs, sometimes, willingly or unwillingly, they sometimes sin. And besides that, we have another concept. When it comes to people's hashgacha pratis in this world, HaKadosh Baruch Hu medakdik b'tzadikim k'chut asara, Hashem's judgment against people who sin is more harsh vis-a-vis people who are tzadikim, tzidkanias, who should have known better, than people who are not on that level. So if that's the case, whether you're a tzadik yisrael olam or not, a tzadikis of that level, it's inevitable sin will take place. And if sin takes place, there might be a need for some ailment to afflict you momentarily, yisurim shu'ava, to give you kapara. So Hashem says, if that happens, don't worry. Ani Hashem rofecha. If I cause you to get the illness, I will cure you from the illness. Ani Hashem rofecha. You just have to do tshuva, return to me. I'll wipe the sin away. I'll clear up the illness you were inflicted with. So this pasuk alone seems to tell us that the system we're working with is called the system of faith healing. Davening and praying and doing terev and mitzvahs will cure every illness on the face of this earth. It seems from this pasuk, there's no need for a human doctor whatsoever when it comes to curing illness. And there was some rishonim that in fact interpreted the pasuk, teaching us that in a real society of intense terev and mitzvahs, there's no need for doctors to be involved. It's between you and HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Ani Hashem Rafech, God is the creator of the universe. He created natural law. He can manipulate natural law. If he caused the sickness, the same God that caused the sickness could take away the sickness. There's no need of a human doctor. And there's some Rishonim who wanted to learn that that's the pshat of this pasuk and advocated faith healing as the way we deal with sickness. The only problem with that approach is that there's another pasuk in the Torah in Parshas Mishpatim which doesn't seem to indicate this. The Torah says in the second pasuk, Shmos Chafal of Pasuk Yites, Im Yom Ko Vesalech Bechutz Al Mishanto Nika Hamaka Rakshifta Yite Rap Yarape. The Torah is talking about a person who's the subject of assault and battery. Somebody beat them up, hit them, shot them, maybe hit them with a car, etc., etc. And the person was deathly ill. Thank God they survived, came out of the hospital. They still had to walk with a walking stick and until they get their all their energies are back. And the Torah says that what is the responsibility of the person who injured them? The Torah says they have to make various payments. In actuality, there are five payments, the Mishnah says in Bava Kamma, but the Pasuk mentions only two. Number one, Shifto Yitain, the loss of money for employment, that he's not going to be able to work it out until he heals from his wound. He has to be reimbursed on some level for the money he's losing, called Sheves. And then the Torah says, Rapi, Rapi. There are human doctors who are going to be healing him. They don't do it for free. They might not be able to receive the money directly, but tzchar batala b'teila is what basically required to pay doctors. Some doctors are such great, magnificent batlonim, they get tremendous tzchar for healing people. And therefore, who's responsible for paying the doctor bills? If you cause the wounding, you cause the harm, you are required, according to Torah, technically speaking, to reimburse the chola for all the expenses he has or she has in causing their total refuah. Now this pasuk, without a question, mentions the use of human doctors to come along and cure a person from illness, from wounds, as something that's normal, something b'derech hateva, and doesn't mention over here the concept of faith healing. The emphasis is human healing, human beings healing somebody, not just God alone. So therefore, the concept of exclusive faith healing, doesn't seem to be implied in the Pasuk of Mishpatim. So the question I pose is, how do we resolve these two psukim? And what I'm going to teach you now is two different perspectives articulated by the Rishonim and Poskim. I'll tell you at the end which one we Poskim like, but I'm first going to start off with the approach of one of the earliest Sfardei Shegadolim, the Ibn Ezra, who happened to be involved in medicine as well besides everything else he did, and listen to what his approach is. He says, I want you to understand how to resolve these two psukim. He says, in the world of medical care, there are two types of sicknesses that can happen to a human being. There's the concept of human-inflicted disease. Somebody hurts you, wounds you, and causes you to have sickness as a result of their interaction with you. Okay? But there's another type of sickness. Sickness that no human being caused you to have, but all of a sudden you developed cancer, Rahmanu Litzlan, or other types of internal illnesses that are part of some type of manipulation of the natural law of your body, causing you to develop this terrible, terrible sickness. So says the Ibn Ezra something peludic. He says in his mind, to resolve the pasuk in Bishalach, and the pasuk where says, Ani Hashem Rafecha, and the pasuk in Mishpatam Barapi Yarape, this is the way I resolve it. Any type of sickness, wound, that a person gets from another human being, it was caused by human beings, you have the divine right to be cured by human beings. They're human beings, Rapi Arape kicks in. But any disease that you got, not because the human beings being involved with you, but it seems some Gzerim in Hashemayim caused this type of sickness to befall you, cancer is the classical example. In that case, the only entity that has a right to treat you and has permission to treat you is HaKadosh Baruch Hu Bechvodo Biatzmo. That's Ki Ani Hashem Rofecha. That's the meaning of the Pasuk in Parshas Bishalach. So when you have a person who's sick and needs healing, according to Ibn Ezra, you have to clear a chakira, what's the cause of the illness. Human afflicted illness, rapi, human beings have a right to involve themselves with doctors to cure this person. Divine afflicted illness, Allah is, according to him, human beings can't be involved, it's purely faith healing, Hashem caused it, Hashem can stop it, Mishana Teva, cure Teva, and if that's the case, this is the way he resolves the issue. What's interesting to note that even though he passes this way, Rove of the Rishonim of the French, German, and Spanish Rishonim disagree with him. And it's their approach I'm going to share with you now. I'm going to give you their makaros, what they have to say, and I'm going to show you how they openly rebut what the Ibn Ezra just said, and the way that the Shulchan Aruch ultimately paskens the halacha is like the group of Rishonim I'm going to be mentioning now. They don't mention what the Ibn Ezra said. It's rejected from the world of halacha lamasa. So listen very carefully. The source of everybody else to deal with this problem is the Gemara in Baba Kama. And the Gemara in Baba Kama quotes the Tana of Rabbi Yishmael, where Rabbi Yishmael makes a very interesting statement. On the Pasuk in Parshas Mishpatim, which I just quoted, Rapi Arape, so Rabbi Yishmael, who's the great Tana of the Tekufes HaTanoim, who was involved also in medical research, medical care, and halachic psakim concerning medical research and care. So this Rabbi Yishmael says, what's the meaning of Rapi Arape? To quote the Gemara on Daf Pehei Amid Aleph, Mikan, from here we learn, Shenitun Rishus L'Rofil Rapis, that the doctor has been given the divine sanction and permission to cure disease and heal people from disease, which seems to imply that a doctor is given a broad-based permission to cure every sickness, a wound that a person can basically encounter in their lifetime. Everything of sickness can be cured by a doctor according to the way Rabbi Shmuel is citing it. Tosfos and Rashi, as you can see, very shortly hold, and I'll show you where they say this, there's no nafkamina according to Rashi or Tosfos, whether it's a human-inflicted sickness or wound, whether divine sickness or wound. In both cases, Hashem gave us a divine right to involve ourselves and to practice medicine and to cure the person. Rashi, in his approach to this specific Gemara, says, why did the Gemara even have to tell us this? Because our piece svar, you might have said, if you say HaKol B'Dei Shemayim, if everything comes from Hashem Mechutz Miyarosh Shemayim, and you're sick, so most probably the sickness of the wound you have is the Gezeira from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. If he was Machi, he caused the problem, logically speaking, Ihu Masi. He should be the one who is exclusively involved in curing you from the illness. After all, he can change Teva, he was Mashana Teva, he created Teva, Hashem can do whatever he wants. I might have thought, if I, as a human being, come along and try to cure somebody from their disease or their wound, maybe I'm being Sosa, the Gezerah of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, who wanted him to have this sickness or this wound. Kamash Mulam from Rabbi Shmuel, no. Hashem tells us, don't be a theologian. Don't clear chakiris. Why a person gets sick? Why a person has wounds? That's not your asik. That's kivshon derachmana. That's out of the level of your comprehension. That's HaKadosh Baruch Hu's cheshbonos. Your responsibility is, if you are a doctor, a nurse, a PA, or any type of medical specialist that knows how to deal with the sickness or the wound and heal this person, you have a divine license for HaKadosh Baruch Hu to use the knowledge and the malacha that you've learned to cure the person. And this, according to Chazal, is in fact a divine permissibility. I'm giving you permissibility to be so my gezeira. That's not your concern. Your concern is to heal the patient. The Ramban says on this specific Gemara, the Ramban in his Sefer that deals with the halachas of medicine and such. So Nachmanides says in his Sefer the following. He says, even though it says Hashem gave you a reshus to practice medicine, reshus sometimes means a permissibility. He says, in this case, don't interpret it this way. Reshus in this case he calls a reshus de mitzvah. It's the divine authorization to practice medicine, and not just to have ability, to have a chiv to practice medicine, to cure people from their illness, a reshus de mitzvah. It's an obligatory divine mandate Hashem's giving you, not an option. And all the gedolei haposkim, when it comes to penning the halach lamas, starting with the Shulchan Aruch, mention this Ramban, that the reshus ovi is not a reshus of optionality, it's a reshus de mitzvah, it's a chiv, a chov to practice medicine, and that's what the psak is. There's a chiv upon the doctor to help you, and the Gemara says in Brachis, there's a chiv upon the patient to seek out medical care. If there's something wrong with them, they just can't say, I'm saying kapitel tehillim, I'm giving some tzedakah, chlent the black Gemara, the daf yomi, and that's all I need. No. According to the Tzitz Elazar of Waldenberg, he says that from here we learn from the Gemara in Barachos, and this Gemara in Mesechus Bavikama, there's a chayv on the doctor to treat, there's a chayv upon the patient to seek out treatment, because your halachic responsibility to yourself is to make sure you do the shmira, watch the healthiness and the functionality of your body. The pasuk says, Nishmatim ma'od l'nafsho seichem. You mechuyiv to watch your body health as best as you possibly can. And that pasuk means, if you need medical care, to take care of it. Don't ignore it. Hashem sends you warning signs. Your body has ways of sending you warning signs. You got to listen carefully as that bell rings and go to the doctor that's a specialist to take care of your problem. Number two, the Gedolim point out, and this is mentioned by Rav Arbach al-Yashav as well, the concept of Shmira Suf not only means the concept of practicing curative medicine, but you have to practice preventive care. The doctor should tell you how to keep yourself healthy. You as a human being have the responsibility in your own person. Achov, nishmatim ma'ulin ashaseichem. You got to know how to eat properly. You have to know how to exercise properly. You have to have weight control. You have to make sure you don't put yourself into makamah shel sakana, eat food or drink liquids that might endanger your health and welfare. That's a chayv of nishmat ma'ol nashaseichem that complements the mitzvah of refuah. Rav Auerbach says, for that reason, a person should go for monthly checkups to find out how your body is doing, to see if there's anything wrong taking place that you might have noticed. So according to Chazal, the chiv of practicing medicine applies to all types of illnesses, and the Balei Tesis over here accentuated. The Balei Tesis says, what's the proof to what I just quoted, B'Shem Rashi and everybody else? The proof is, says the Balei Tesis in the Lashon of the Torah. It says, Rapo Yerape. And Tesis asks the question, no word in the Torah is superfluous or extra. Why did the Torah have to mention the word refuah twice? And for the Tesis to tell us, both refuahs, refuah that is caused by human causing you the problem you have, human being causing you the sickness or the wound, or a sickness caused by HaKadosh Baruch Hu, which is the divine inflicted illness, whichever one it is, both refuahs tell you are a mandate for the doctor as a professional to treat both. No differential. You're not being sosa gezeres elyon, Tesis says. You're mechuyev to treat them as a medical practitioner. And therefore, that is the source, according to Rashid and the Shitas HaTesvis and the Ramban and most Rishonim and Achronim, of the chiyuv, therefore, of practicing medicine when it comes to treating all types of illnesses, human and divinely inflicted illnesses. And the Tesis' Lashon seems to tell us we categorically reject the chilik made by the Ibn Ezra, who says the chilik between human sickness and divine sickness. We reject that categorically. That is not what we paskin. And therefore, we accept their approach, reject the Ibn Ezra's approach, accept and etc. But now we come to the next question. If we therefore reject Ibn Ezra, and we basically dash in now what Rabbi teaches us, why did Hashem say in this week's Pashas B'Shalach, Ani Hashem Rofecha? What's the purpose of the Pasuk according to Rov HaRishonim and Poskim? So the Gadol who deals with this very explicitly is a Talmud of the Ramban, who's the Rashba, also one of the great Sfaradish Gadol Poskim. And in his Shelos and Shuvos, in his response to literature, he makes the following statement. He says, there is a problem that when people are used to going to doctors, they might in their mind think to themselves, wow, this guy or this gal are great doctors, geniuses, tremendous experts in the field. What a track record they have. How many people they've healed, how many people's lives they've saved. So says the Rashba, it's nice you have such good qualified doctors, or nurses, or PAs, and what, but there's only one problem. Is the success of the doctor based upon his brilliance, his expertise, on the medicines he uses, on the equipment he uses? There's one fact you're forgetting. Everything's b'day shemayim, and therefore the doctor needs siyata de shemaya from a Kodesh Baruch Hu. For the doctor, when he meets you, to figure out, number one, what is the problem, medical problem you have? What is the sickness that you possess? Not all sicknesses are easily analyzed and conceptually found, 1, 2, 3. Sometimes you have to work very, very hard to figure out what the source of the sickness is and where it is in your body and what's causing the problem. So an analysis to define what the sickness is, you need siyata d'shamaya. And then after you figure out what the diagnosis is, what is the treatment plan? How am I going to treat this person? What do they need to be cured from the sickness and illness? You need siyata d'shamaya to make the right decision, which medicines to use. If they need surgery, what type of surgical procedures to use and how to conduct that surgery. What's the health status of the patient? Can they bear the surgery, not bear the surgery? The medicine I'm giving, is this person allergic to it? They're not allergic to it. So there's a lot of siyata d'shamaya. The doctor requires upon God to open his eyes and open his ears.
You are listening to Ben's Torah.
And for him to basically, or he or she, to make the determination, what has to be done in the treatment plan? And once you devise the treatment plan, to follow it through, to make sure that you treat the patient properly, the patient takes this seriously and follows your rules and regulations and how to take the medicine and what to eat, what not to eat, and what to do and not to do in the case of their sickness that they have now. It takes a tremendous shutfus between the patient and the doctor to make sure that the treatment plan is successful, but ultimately it takes the acquiescence of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that you should therefore succeed as a doctor in treating the patient and cure them of the illness. If Hashem doesn't want that to happen, you're not going to succeed. Now there's a pasuk which is quoted by the Aruch HaShulchan, Shigagas HaRofe Kavanas HaBore. If a brilliant doctor doesn't succeed, there's some reason Hashem didn't want it to succeed. And if that's the case, says the Rashba, if you are a doctor practicing medicine, you just can't say everything depends upon me and forget about anybody else and forget about God. No, no, no. You have to pray to God before you start practicing medicine each and every day. The God should give you siyata d'shmaya to do what I mentioned before in diagnosis, in treatment plan, in carrying out the treatment plan to cure a patient. You got to pray to God that he gives you the siyata d'shmaya to be successful. That's called the concept of Tfilas HaRofe. One of the most popular, famous Tfilas HaRofe we have is one that was written by the Rambam, which has become very, very publicized. Many doctors have it on their office walls. But the doctor has to pray before they treat somebody to ask for Siyata D'Shmaya. But it doesn't stop there. As I pointed out to you, the Tzitzis Elazar says, the same with Zechiv of a doctor to treat, the Zechiv upon the patient to seek out treatment from a medical professional. So says the Tzitzis Elazar of Oldenburg, we look in the Gemara in Brachos, the Gemara tells us, if you have a chiv to search out a doctor, you have a chiv as a patient to pray to HaKadosh Baruch Hu that when you go to a doctor, you should find the right doctor to treat you, the expert that has the knowledge and the technical capacities to do what they have to do. You got to do your research, maybe ask a number of opinions till you come to your conclusion. You have a chiv because of the mitzvah of your Shmiras HaGuf to therefore pray to HaKadosh Baruch Hu that you find the right person who's the Basher, doctor, Hashem sent to cure you from your illness, as the Yerushalmi says. You got to find the right person, pray to Hashem, the doctor makes the proper diagnosis and does the treatment plan properly for you. And you do what you have to do as part of that treatment plan. Take the medicines, don't just have it in your cabinet. According, therefore, to the Tzitz Eliezer, the same way as the Chiv of Tfilas HaRofe, there's a chiv of tfilas hachola that must be recited when you're undergoing medical care, that Hashem should give both you and the doctor siyata d'shmaya to succeed. Says the Rashba, this is the pshat of the pasuk in Parshas Vishalach, Ani Hashem Rofecha. I'm telling you, as human beings, the ultimate doctor who's in control of everything is the Rabbeinu Shalom. You might go to human doctors to take care, have a chiv to do such, based upon Rapi Yerape. But don't think for a second the doctor heals without the Siyata D'Shmaya and help of a Kaddish Baruch Hu guiding them all the way from the beginning to end. And therefore, Ani Hashem Rofecha tells us that we also believe in faith healing, but from a different perspective. Faith healing does not replace medical care, as the opinion was of Ibn Ezra, but concept of faith healing supplements and complements the medical care you have to use on a human level. And it shows by the doctor and the patient being mispallel to Hashem to give them the right conclusion of the cure of this illness. You believe the ultimate refuahs are in the hands of the Rabbeinu Shalom and Hashem Rofecha. That's what the Rashba Paskins Halach Lamasa is the purpose of the pasuk in Bishalach. And halacha lamasa, that's the way we paskin when it comes to how a from Jew and Jew is supposed to conduct themselves, why they go to a doctor, how they go to a doctor, how you pick a doctor, and what are the responsibility of the patient to take care of the health before they're sick and when they get sick. All this I mentioned before is part of the mitzvah of refuah, and the doctor has to realize the responsibility, achrayus, they have when it comes to treating a patient, how careful they have to be. Chazal tell us, Kornakayim nefesh achas ki yokiyam olamalei, that when a person preserves somebody's life, saves somebody from a tragedy, from illness and sickness, and allow them to live and continue on, and increase their family, and bring other human beings into this world. What is the accomplishment when you save a person's life? The unlimited amount of human beings that are going to emanate from this person, because who they and what they are, that are going to bring in this world, infinite amount of people can emanate from human beings in many, many generations to come. So literally, it's emphasizing the divine value, the infinite divine value of human life. This is the achrayus a doctor or nurse have to have when they treat somebody, to realize that this person's life and their health depends upon the accuracy of what you do and diagnose. A doctor has to be careful not to overload their schedule. You have to be ma'ayin yofa, the Aruch HaShulchan says. You have to make sure you have enough time for each patient to make the proper diagnosis, the proper treatment plan, to whatever tests that have to be done to come to the proper conclusion how to heal people. When you overload your schedule, instead of giving a person a half an hour or more in analysis, you do a chick-chock, you fill the office, and you have a person every 10 minutes coming in, that's not going to end well for some of the patients who are there. And therefore, malpractice means when you're not doing what you have to do to ma'ayin yofa, to give proper scrutiny to the person who's coming before you, you have to make sure that you make the proper diagnosis, and then you afterwards you follow up and not being misrashel to make sure, you're not lazy, to make sure the actual plan is being carried out by the patient or the other medical personnel that are involved in treating the patient. Sometimes people succeed in the operations, but sometimes the nursing care or the follow-up in the hospital is not enough, and people have died later on because of a lack of post-operative care, even though they had great operations. Both are important, both are crucial, and medical personnel have to realize the responsibility Hashem gave them, a tremendous achrayus, that the preservation of human life is an incredible importance to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the infinite divine value of human life, to the point that we pasken halach lamas as well. You should know this. If a person, Rachmana Litzlan, was in a terrible earthquake and the building collapsed on Shabbos on this person, and while Hatzalah came to try to save people, they started cleaning away the rubble, they found this Jew, a Jewess, or any human being, crushed under the rubble itself. And they saw the level of the injury, that it literally cracked the cranium, damaged the brain, and the medical assessment on location is, this person is not going to live very long. They have maybe hours of life left. They surely aren't going to survive the Shabbos. And forget about being alive for Shabbos in the future. What's the halachic action Hatzalah and the doctors are supposed to do on Shabbos? So the Gemara paskins and Pehei and Masechtas Yoma, and we paskin this way in Simin Shin Chav Tes in Arachayim, Hilcha Shabbos, that Yom Machalal Shabbos as a Chiev for Chai Yeshua, even for maintenance of momentary life. Momentary life has to be preserved as much as possible before a person dies. So even though you're not going to succeed in curing this person, they're not going to survive this Shabbos or future Shabbosites, but you give the person a couple of minutes of life before they die. Chazal say, you mechuyiv to involve yourself to Mechala Shabbos. That's what Hatzalah has to do. That's what the medical establishment has to do. So from here, Chazal point out the infinite divine value of human life. And when you involve the medical care, this is the responsibility that doctors, nurses, PAs, and other medical professionals have to keep in mind. Look at the responsibility and achrayis you have. Look what Hashem told you have to do. And realize that you have to be very careful in your analysis, your diagnosis, and treatment plan, and follow up to make sure that you succeed in helping the person. And even if you know you cannot save their life, but you give them a little more medical care to preserve their life, take away the trauma, and let them live a little longer before they pass away, you have to do such under the mitzvah rapi rapi. Halach l'masa, that is how we paskin, and that's how we basically progress in that specific field. Now, what I want to mention to you as we're analyzing this is the following. If that's the case, what we see over here is the importance of practicing medicine, the importance of Pikuach Nefesh saving life. And if that's the case, there's something else I want to point out to you that is pointed out by one of the great French Balei Tosfos. Rav Chaim HaKohen was his name. He's quoted in many places in Tosfos throughout Shas. And he asked the following question. Listen very carefully. He points out the mitzvah of practicing medicine is not only derived from the Gemara in Baba Kama, Rapi Arape, Rabbi Shmuel, but there's another Gemara, a Gemara in Daf Ayin Gimel in Masechta Sanhedrin. And the Gemara talks about the concept of Hashavas Aveda, and the mitzvah I'm referring to is Hashavas Avedas Haguf. The Gemara says if a person is endangered and the life is at stake, how do you know you're mechuyev to involve yourself to help the person? For instance, a person's drowning, and you're an expert in medical care, excellent swimmer, you jump into the river to save them from drowning. A person's about to be mugged by a bunch of gangsters, and you are a tremendous expert in karate or some other martial arts, and you can save the person. A person's about to be pounced upon by wild animals, and you have the ability to fight off these animals and save the person's life. So the Gemara says, how do you know a person standing by who has these capacities is mechuyev to save this person? They bring the pasuk Hashavas Aveda, Hashivosalo, returning a person's body to themselves as a mitzvah deraisa of Hashivosalo. And the Gemara quotes another pasuk, Lo Samod Adam Riecha. You can't stand by idly when a person's life is about to be taken away. So the Rambam, interesting enough, on this Gemara says that in his mind, the most primary text for treating a person medically and curing them from illness and literally bringing back the health is not the Rapi Arapi Gemara. He claims the Hashavas Haguf, the Gemara over here in Masechta the Sanhedrin, is the primary source for practicing medicine, using the chachma technology you were taught to save human life, or using the physical brawn of your body to save a person who's drowning, or fight off robbers, or save a person from being killed and destroyed by animals, using your physical might to accomplish that. So if the Rambam claims, and many say, Hashavas Avedas Haguf is the source of practicing medicine, so asks Rav Chaim HaKohen, why do I need the Gemara in Masechtas Baba Kama of Rapi Arape? This Gemara seems to imply the mechuyev to be matzil people in all types of contexts. It's more broad-based, not only medical care, but physical help to save people and their life. The same theological concept of being sosa gezeiras Hashem, which is articulated in Gemara Baba Kama, can be seen from the Gemara in Masechtas Sanhedrin as well. So what's the need of a second pasuk of Rapi Arape? So listen to the brilliance of Rav Chaim Cohen, this Baal HaTosfos. What he says is, I'm going to point out to you a fine-tuned difference between the type of Hatzalos mentioned explicitly in the Gemara in Masechtas Sanhedrin to the type of Hatzalos mentioned in the Gemara Baba Kama. When I'm involved in saving somebody who's physically in danger, drowning, being mugged, being mauled, when I get involved to save that person, am I causing the person who are being matzel, I'm trying to save, the nitzel, am I causing them more in danger by involving myself? No. The only one who's being involved in more danger now is the matzel. The person who's trying to save is putting himself in danger they didn't have up until this point in time. But the person who's being saved is in the same level of endangerment, you're just trying to take them out of that endangerment. Says Rav Chaim HaKohen, but let's analyze medical care. When you're basically trying to cure somebody with medical care, just think about with modern technology we're able to do today, don't we give people very, very dangerous operative procedures in order to save them? The emphasis is transplanting a heart or a lung, kidneys, or other body organs, and putting a person in that very, very dangerous operation can literally raise their danger factor momentarily, Because who knows if you're going to react properly to the operation. Maybe you might hemorrhage to death, Rachman Litzlan, or react negatively to some of the other drugs being given to you during the operation. So putting a person in an operative procedure, the matzah, the person who's trying to save you, the doctor is putting you in greater danger to save your life. Or treating you when you're a cancer patient with all types of chemical, types of medicines to try to kill the cancer, radioactive therapy. This stuff can kill you as well. It can kill healthy cells, not only the cancer cells. Where do we know a doctor or medical professional has the right in trying to save somebody's life, that they have a right momentarily to increase their danger factor momentarily to cure them? Who gave us human beings the right to do a thing like this? So says Rav Chaim HaKohen, that's the pshat of the Gemara in Masechtas Bava Kamma. Rapi Arape, Shenitin Rishus L'Arape. So he says, you know what the pshat Rishus is? I would have thought, Hatzolas Haguf, without more endangerment, of course there's a mitzvah. But who gives you the right to give them a greater danger in the treatment plan? Because that's the pshat. Hashem gave us a Rishus, a doctor, a medical staff. The divine license and permissibility that if you're using a refuah beduka, a tried and tested medical type of procedure that's been approved by the FDA, and it's known to have the capacity to treat somebody that's called an halach refuah beduka, even though the refuah beduka might be very dangerous in its implementation, but it's cured people and saved people's life, I'm giving you the divine license as a medical professional who's an expert in the field, and knows exactly what to do in this type of sickness. A brain surgeon knows how to do brain surgery. And a cardiac surgeon knows how to do cardiac surgery. If this is what you trained for many years to do, and you've done it who knows how many times, and you saved so many people's lives, hopefully most of the time you succeeded. Sometimes the person died on the operating table, Rahman Litzlan. But since you're doing a refuah beduka, I'm giving you the divine license to use this extra form of medical care which endangers the patient momentarily to save this person's life. That's why the Gemara uses the Lashon Rishus. It needs divine permissibility from God for us as human beings to do something which runs against Seichel Yosha. I mean, I'll be Seichel. I have a right to save somebody by making them even more endangered and trying to save them. Api Sechel can't justify it. But you have a divine mandate of Hashem, Rapi Rapi, I'm giving you permission. I gave you the Tzelem Elokim to figure out how to develop these medical techniques and how to use them properly to save human life. You've tested it, you've demonstrated, you have the ability to do such. I'm giving you the divine Rishus and the Bailus to do this. If it comes out good, wonderful. If it doesn't come out good, but you had the right to do it, you can't be held culpable. So if that's the case, according to Rav Chaim HaKohen, the Gemara in Bava Kamma supplements and complements and tells us when it comes to medical care, where you're momentarily endangering the patient to high levels of danger to perform the medical help to try to cure them, you have God's divine license and sanction to do such, and that's what the second Gemara is teaching you. The Gemara supplement and complement each other, and this is the brilliance of the pshat given by Chazal in trying to portray to us these specific halachas. When it comes to the mitzvah pekuach nefesh, I'll end off very shortly in this year, the following information has to be given. When it comes to pekuach nefesh, there is a very, very famous machlokes rishonim, whether pekuach nefesh, that's docha kol ha-Torah kula because of the concept of saving human life. What is the source of this specific mitzvah pekuach nefesh? That's the essence of what refuah is all about. So Chazal tell us, it's based upon the pasuk in Pashas Achrei Mos and Perek Yitches. The Torah says, I want you to do mitzvahs v'chai behem. The mitzvahs are supposed to bring you life, physical and spiritual life. And the Gemara says, bring you life, below your musbehem. Torah mitzvah should not cause you to die, should not cause your death. Hashem wants us to live and practice Torah v'mitzvahs. He doesn't want us to die because of practicing mitzvahs. Judaism does not believe in continual martyrdom and death as the only way to serve their God. Our religion is much different than many other religions. Of course, there's sometimes you have to yarev yava, give up your life not to violate averas chamuras, as the Avodah Zarah, Gilirais, and Shechas Adam. There is a mitzvah dying al Kiddush Hashem, the din of martyrdom, but that's not ideal. If you're able to live and do mitzvahs, and live a life of Torah over mitzvahs, with elokait, honesty, integrity, the Rambam says this is also a Kiddush Shem Shemayim, a Levedic Kiddush Shem Shemayim, and Hashem rather prefers us to live a life of Kiddush Hashem rather than to have to die for Kiddush Hashem. The Goyish world don't understand it. They've made their whole religions, especially Islam, that you have to kill and die and commit suicide for the sake of getting the world to come. That's not the Hashkafa Satera. Chai ben v'loshi amuspem is our Hashkafa. And remember that. There's a major difference in our approach to life, religion, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu. In fact, the Rambam says, in Hilchos Shabbos, we discuss the mitzvah, Pikuach Nefesh. He says, Torah itself, and especially medicine, is a manifestation of chesed, rachamim, v'shalom, v'olam. It shows the amount of loving kindness, the concept of love and kindness, and the concept of peace, the concept of literally making sure that people are treated with tremendous humanity and love and concern. This is what medicine is all about, to prolong life. Chai ben v'loshi amuspehem. That's the source of the mitzvah b'kuch nefesh being dochu kol ha'terek kula. But what I want you to know is there's a machlokus rishonim, which has nafkuminas whether you're an Ashkenazi or a Sephardi, and that is the mitzvah of pekuach nefesh doicha the iser of Shabbos? It's like an asay doibin docha lois asay. Yeah, you'd be mechal of Shabbos, but you have the head of pekuach nefesh. Is it doicha? Or do we paskin pekuach nefesh is huter b'Shabbos? That when Pekuach Nefesh and Shabbos are coming in conflict, as the Rambam says, all of a sudden, the Pekuach Nefesh and the person's life cancels out the Isurim of Shabbos. It becomes like a Yom Chol, and therefore whatever you're doing during the weekday can be done on Shabbos to treat the patient itself. That's called Pekuach Nefesh as Hutah b'Shabbos, not Dechuya. Whether we paskin Hutah Dechuya ends up being a Machlokas Rishonim, and it would seem from the Mechaber and the Ramah in Simin Shin Chav Ches in Or HaChaim, that the Psukim of the Mechaber and the Psukim of the Ramah demonstrate two different Hashkafas when it comes to this. From the Mechaber it appears, he followed the Ramah's Mahalach, the Pekuach Nefesh, as Hutir B'Shabbos. That seems to be his Mahalach in different Psukim that he gave. And therefore on Shabbos, if you forget about any types of Shabbos in existence, you treat the patient as if it was a weekday, but the Ramah seems to paskin like the Shita of the Rashba and many of the Gedolim in the Ashkenazic world as well, that Pekuach Nefesh is Dechuya B'Shabbos, that even when you're being Mechal on Shabbos, it's still Shabbos, and you have an Aseya of the Mitzvah Pekuach Nefesh being Docha the Easter Melech HaShabbos, Sebi Docha Losa Asei, but there's still Chol Shabbos taking place. So say to me, what's the Nafkamina? So the nafkamina is, halach lamasa, one of the nafkaminas, is whether when you're doing the actual medical treatment and care, can you do it the normal way you do, or do you have to do it b'shinui? If you say, Pekuach Nefesh is Hutir b'Shabbos, you do it the regular way and forget about anything else. If, however, Pekuach Nefesh is Dechuya b'Shabbos, if you're able to do a shinui in the way you do the various procedures you're doing, and reducing the Isser from a Deraisa down to the Rabbanon, that's what the Ramah Paskin Halacha Masa you should do. And therefore, Halacha Masa, depending upon which Machana you're in, most Ashkenazim Paskin Pekuach Nefesh is Duchuyi B'Shabbos. And that's why, as a Posek, and one of the Poskim, when it comes to Far Rockaway and the Five Towns and West Hempstead, I'm the official Posek for Halacha Masa when it comes to the activities of our very, very incredible Hatzalah in these various communities. I tell them that if we're Ashkenazim, we paskin Pekuach Nefesh is Dechuya B'Shabbos, so any way we can reduce in the activities we're doing, the Malach from a Deraisa down to the Rabbanan, so be it, in order to show it's Dechuya, not Hutra. Some of the interesting ways we do that, just for your knowledge, is when it comes to bulbs, there's some bulbs that when you generate electricity, it's an Issa Deraisa. There are other types of bulbs that when you basically generate electricity and light, it's a Derabanan. We change the bulbs, for instance, on the ambulances to be a rabbinical type of Issa of electricity, not a Deraisa, to show it's the Chuya. Sometimes the Hatzalah members work together to do a Malacha Deraisa, to reduce the Shnayim Shasu from a Deraisa down to a Derabanan. But Rav Moshe Feinstein has one interesting ha'ara. And we'll end with this. Rav Moshe Feinstein Zatzal says, I want you to know something. Being mashan at the show covered to the Ashkenazic Psat, Shabbos Deicha B'Shabbos is wonderful. But if you're a surgeon and you cut with either your right hand and left hand, don't think that on Shabbos you're mechuyev to cut with the other hand. Because your other hand doesn't have the ability to be manipulated with the accuracy that the normal hand you cut with. And therefore you're putting the patient in jeopardy in their life if you do the surgery with a hand that doesn't have the same dexterity of the normal hand you do the operation with. There you're not mashana. There you got to do it the way that's normal, because that's going to make sure the patient survives, and therefore you do a proper refuah. So you can't take something, just manipulate it, and just say something in abstract. You have to be a realist. The Gedolei are very sensitive to this. But the bottom line from all of this is that the practice medicine is based upon theological permissibility. It's a divine reshus, a tremendous chus. The people who are involved in medical care have to realize that in Shemayim, they're going to get the schar as if they were mekayim the entire world by curing people from their illness. You have to do the best you possibly can. You have to pray as a doctor, as a practitioner, and as a patient, Hashem, that you have siyata deshmaya, as the Rashba says, in all that you're doing, ani Hashem rofecha. But at the end of the day, the doctor and the patient, with their faith and their emunah b'Hakadosh Baruch Hu, hope that they're going to be successful in what they do. And we hope and pray that Hashem, by seeing the way we treat life with such sensitivity, with such loving concern, it's Rachmanis, it's Shalom, it's Rachamim, it's Chayim Ba'olam, that Hashkaf of Klal Yisrael, that sensitivity to life which we have on such an intense level which we taught the world, that should give us a schus in Shemayim, that Hashem should be matzal all Jews around the world from potential sakanos, the threats all over when it comes to Klal Yisrael B'Kuach Nefesh. We should pray to Hashem Chayim Hashem Musbehem, He should preserve Klal Yisrael, who's the nation who preserves the Hashkafas Hashem, Hashkafas HaTeira. Racham Avakom Masav is something that personifies what Jews are all about. Hashem should give us the schus to survive and thrive. Give us the haftachas of the bris bein abasarim, of the indestructibility of the Jewish people, and for us to survive all attempts to undermine us in this world, and to be able to be zaycha for bias Mashiach Tzidkenu, because Chazal say one of the miracles of the most Mashiach is that all cholim who survive Yemos HaMashiach will be nisraper, will be cured from the illnesses. In fact, one Rav once said, if that's the case, the doctors are going to be out of business. So that's something we'll worry about at that point in time. But benkach lo benkach, practicing medicine is the gevaldike zach, having the Christ to do such is a tremendous responsibility, but we have to deal with it, and this is what Hashem wanted us to do. Let's hope and pray that all those who try to cure illness will succeed, and the patients will be cured, and will be zocha for the tekufa, where sickness will be eliminated, and yeshuas and geulos, and all the brachas of the Torah will be fulfilled to Klal Yisrael and to the world at large. The shir today is Lezecha Nishmas, the yahrzeit of my father-in-law, whose name was Rav Avraham Moshe ben Harav Elchanan Yochanan, who was a tremendous pioneer in the development of Torah in America going back many, many years ago. I'm sure you heard of the organization Agudas Yisrael of America, and what people are not aware of, they know of Rav Moshe Shera, Zecher Tzadik Livracha, who was one of the major founders of this organization. They know of Mr. Tress, who was also involved, but the third shoot of the partner in developing Agudas Yisrael was my father-in-law, this Rav Avraham Moshe Spiegel, who literally put his life and his entire being to try to help perpetuate the ideas and hashkafas that were being promulgated by the Agudas Israel to develop Torah in America on a very intense fashion. Today you see the results of this initial activity of him and his colleagues. Agudas Israel has become one of the major powers of Torah, Avoda, in the world at large, major powerhouse. But he was one of the three pioneers who created the organization. And not only did he create the organization, he was an incredible Askin. He developed also the Agudas Israel synagogue in Far Rockaway. He was involved in developing the Kashrus agency at that point in time that supervised Kashrus in the historical beginnings of Far Rockaway and the other communities that are connected to it. And he was also a phenomenal writer. He used to write various types of literature and letters on behalf of Aguda to various political personalities on the face of this earth in order to inspire them and to quite obviously give them a specific direction. So he was a very, very major, major personality in not only the development of Aguda, but the development of the Far Rockaway Torah community. He helped Shai Yoshev develop. He allowed them to use the basic Knesset, the Agudas Israel, as one of the places that they were able to use as a functional makom of learning until they're able to get their own facility. So it's a tremendous chus to dedicate the shir L'zecha Nishmaso. Basically speaking, if you look at historical record, he is a descendant of Gedolei Hadar, of Gedolei Achreinim, Rishonim, going all the way back to the Tekufos of Tanoim and Amoraim, going back to David HaMelech. The Spiegel Mishpacha is a very miuchadik Mishpacha, and he carried that tradition, created a beautiful family, Kanai Nahara, and I have the schuz of being married to one of his daughters, Naomi, who is participating in the shir today, and also his sister, Tirtzin Eretzrel, is participating in Zecha Nishmaso.
You have been listening to a presentation of BensTorah.com.